Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Islamic State is crumbling, but it is not dead. It has never been defeated. Islamic State is about to revive and come back to power. It has about 30,000 soldiers in both Iraq and Syria, and it wants to have its caliphate. Well, that's what I'll be talking with Ken Timmerman about right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Ken is in the Washington, D.C. area. We'll make contact with him, and we'll talk about Islamic State. We'll also talk about Russia, who is expanding its power in Syria, and Hezbollah. Sponsored by the Islamic Republic of Iran, Hezbollah says they are stronger than the Israeli Defense Force and they're ready to go to war. This is a very important report. Ken Timmerman has it for us in a moment, right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. I have a 5-hour audio series in my Prophecy Bookstore, that Prophecy Bookstore located on my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to the Prophecy Bookstore and you'll find a 5-hour audio series on CD entitled Ishmael's Islamic Invasion. Islamic State is a direct product of the Islamic faith and the eschatology that the Islamic world has about a Mahdi, the Messiah, coming back, giving power to the Islamic world and allowing them to go to Jerusalem to set up a caliphate. That's a worldwide kingdom with a caliph that will be the superpower leader of this caliphate who will rule and reign over the world. Well, we'll talk with Ken Timmerman about that right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Let me remind you that we play out that entire scenario on my 5-hour audio series, Ishmael's Islamic Invasion. That's all about what we are talking about with Ken Timmerman today. And what we talk with Ken about is basically setting the stage for this 5-hour audio series as I detail the end-time activities to be played out, the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to the Prophecy Bookstore and make your purchase. Ken Timmerman, we're ready to talk to him in a moment. I needed to do a site inspection downtown Washington. The second phase of our video shoot, our documentary on America in Bible prophecy, is going to be here in the Washington area. So we went down, went to the Holocaust Museum to inspect that area, see where we could do shooting for our television program. It was a great, great visit. We've just had a wonderful time here in Washington. Love the city of Washington, D.C. And of course, it's a very important city as it relates to the world. A real foundational area to be in when we're going to talk about the United States in Bible prophecy. There's a crumbling skeleton of Islamic State in the Middle East. That sounds like to me they're going to make a return, a revival of the Islamic State. What do you know?
Jimmy, this is exactly what many analysts now are warning about. There's a report from the United Nations that looks regularly at terrorist organizations. They estimate that there are still between 20,000 to 30,000 Islamic State terrorists in Syria and Iraq. Even the Pentagon, although it disputes those numbers, the Pentagon itself believes that there are a significant number of ISIS terrorists remaining there. They are no longer organized in the way that they were before. They do not have a capital. They have gone to ground, and they've sort of returned to their primeval state. This is what I describe in my book, ISIS Begins, my novel of the Iraq War, which came out recently. They've returned to the state where they are a vast, powerful underground network terrorizing people in towns and villages, but they don't come out and engage in open warfare as they had been doing before. They do not occupy territory as they did before, but they are there as a latent force. This is very dangerous, and it's going to be difficult for the U.S. military and our allies to rout them out.
there's a question that begs to be asked, and that is Islamic State ready to push for another caliphate? Can they come back that powerful again or not?
Well, that is the question, isn't it? And you have the Islamic State pairing with other groups and moving to other places. They're now going into Khorasan province in Afghanistan, and there are several thousand of them there. We've seen a recent spate of terrorist attacks in Afghanistan, many of them carried out by Islamic State guerrilla forces. They have definitely not given up the notion of establishing an Islamic caliphate, but for the time being, they don't yet have the territory in which to declare it. My guess is that they are seeking a foothold, a solid foothold in Afghanistan, and that is where you will see the next emergence of an Islamic State with territory on the ground.
I want to ask my broadcast partner, David Dolan, who covers the Middle East for us, about what I'm going to ask you next. But from your perspective, what do you know about Hezbollah, who say they are stronger than the Israeli Defense Force and they're ready to go to war? Is that bravado or are they serious?
Well, they may be ready to go to war, but they're certainly not stronger than the IDF. I mean, that is just bombastic pretending on their part. Hezbollah is a different force. It's not a standing army the way that the IDF is. They have engaged, however, over the past couple of years in Syria in more conventional military operations, so they're gaining that kind of experience. They showed during the 2006 war with Israel, where I was reporting on the ground at that time for Newsmax and for CNBC, they showed that they had a much more developed logistical capability than anybody had expected previously, including the Israelis. The Israelis would bomb an area that they thought was a command center of Hezbollah in South Lebanon, and 300 yards away, they'd see a puff of smoke, where the smoke had basically traveled underground through a series of tunnels that the Israelis didn't know existed and came out from another place. So Hezbollah had burrowed underground with a sophistication that the Israelis had not suspected at that time. They have rebuilt those underground capabilities. We know that they are seeking to tunnel into Israel from South Lebanon so they can carry out kidnappings inside Israel. This is exactly how they triggered the war in 2006 by kidnapping Israeli soldiers. At that point, it was in the demilitarized zone between the two fences on the border. But what they want to do now is actually tunnel beneath the border zone into Israel itself and capture Israelis in the Galilee, in kibbutzes or other places like that. So they are powerful. They do have a capability, but they are, at the same time, they are boasting of their capabilities.
Yeah, I think back in, I think it was 2006 when Hezbollah tried to take on and destroy Israel. The problem was that the Israeli Defense Force did not react with the power they have, and they let Hezbollah live to have another day. That may have been the problem. Well, there's an Islamic organization, some agents in the heart of the State of Israel, who are calling for all Islamic states, 57 of them around the world, to join forces to go against Israel. Now, that's a prophetic scenario, but is it reality on the ground, Ken?
It's not reality on the ground because there are so many of those Muslim countries, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt in particular, who are actually working with Israel, not against Israel. And they're working with Israel against these radical Islamist organizations, including this one, Hezbollah Tahrir. Now, this is a kind of funny group, Jimmy. Hezbollah Tahrir for many, many years has been considered by so-called experts on terrorism as a moderate group, as a sort of Muslim Brotherhood affiliate, mainly based in Europe, that has not been calling for armed jihad against the West or against Israel or against America. But I can tell you, they've been just wrong. I can remember meeting one of the leaders of Hezbollah Tahrir in London in 1998 when I was working for Reader's Digest investigating a then unknown Saudi financier of terrorism, Osama bin Laden. And this Hezbollah Tahrir leader told me that they were recruiting for Mohammed's army. This is 1998. They were recruiting Muslims in Europe to join Muhammad's army to launch a worldwide war against non-Muslims, Christians, Jews, the State of Israel, obviously, but also in places like India against Hindus. So they have been around for an awful long time. They are not a moderate organization. They are a jihadi group. They do seek to establish the caliphate. They have reared their ugly head in Israel and the Palestinian authorities, Palestinian territories recently, and that's where the trouble is beginning. I think the Israelis are going to have to wrap them up, and I hope they are successful in doing so.
You know, every time we have a conversation, Ken, I learn more about you. Covering for Reader's Digest, I didn't know they had foreign correspondents, and you were investigating a guy named Osama bin Laden. You have a vast experience. That's unbelievable, buddy.
When we first did that story, he was so unknown, we couldn't get a photograph of him. When we published the story in June of 1998, and of course, 1 month later, he blew up two U.S. embassies in Africa and was all over the front pages of the newspapers.
That's why we bring Ken Timmerman to these microphones, to give us the insight he's gained over many years of experience. Let me ask you one final question, if you will, Ken. Russia is starting to exert its growing clout in the Middle East by patrolling in Syria, north of the Israeli-Syrian border. How do we deal with this type of situation?
What an amazing development. If you had told me, or just about anybody, 40 years ago, that Russia would have soldiers on the ground enforcing a ceasefire between Israel and one of its Arab neighbors, you would have said, oh, that's not possible because the Americans will never permit it. Well, here we are all these years later, and the U.S. government is still recovering from 8 years of feckless leadership under Obama, who actually allowed the Russians to come into the Middle East militarily. The U.S. is not in a position to expel them. And the Russians, because of their relationship with the Syrian government, the Syrian regime, is able now to do what they have never been able to do before, position themselves as a player on the ground with military capabilities, military forces on the ground in the Middle East. Unheard of, unheard of, and something that should have been avoided over the past 8 years, but now this is where we are.
It was not avoided, and it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. I want to tell the listeners right now, Ken, they have a great privilege when we can get a hold of you and have you on the broadcast with us. You have such great insight, information we need to know. And let me thank you so much for being available to us. And I hope you're around next week when we can have another conversation.
I should be. God bless, Jimmy. Thank you so much.
Very important report from Ken Timmerman. He's located in the Washington, D.C. area. He is a man we go to when we have geopolitical activities unfolding, which he just gave us a report on, helping you to understand how this will play out. No matter what the politicians say, Islamic State has not been defeated and could become an Islamic power very quickly. Ken's report reveals that this satanic terrorist group is preparing to return to its goal of a worldwide caliphate. That would be a dominion over the world, a kingdom with a caliph, a superpower leader, at the helm of leading and directing this. I say it's satanic because 1 John chapter 2 says, anyone or group that says Jesus Christ is not the Son of God in the living flesh and came to this world as the Son of God is an antichrist, a satanically energized being, the antichrist. Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. The truth be known, Islamic State has not been defeated, and they are evidence for this end-time scenario to be played out, and very soon. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. prophecy.